Music, movies and more. The Lowdown on Radio 2.
So time for three of your big showbiz stories of the day.
Three.
And Australian actor Hugh Jackman is celebrating a Hollywood double whammy. He was nominated for a Golden Globe and got his star on Tinseltown's famous Walk of Fame yesterday as well. The star's also being tipped for Oscar glory for his role in the musical Les Mis. As his star was unveiled, he thanked his wife and children.
I understand that you guys do make sacrifices for me to be able to do what I do, and I want you to know that I appreciate it, and I want you to know that I love you all with all my heart. And kids, you don't really understand it now, but you're going to save a fortune in therapy by just coming here and spitting on it, jumping on it.
Love that. That is Hugh Jackman accepting his walk on the Hall of Fame.
Two.
David and Victoria Beckham look set to keep their Los Angeles mansion after making an $11 million loss on the property in 5 years. The couple have decided to keep their six-bedroom Beverly Hills house despite it declining in value to just over $6 million 5 years ago after they purchased it for $17. That's a mistake.
One.
And finally, John Mayer took to the stage in New Jersey last night to perform with the Rolling Stones. Did it for the first of the group's two 50 and counting shows in New Jersey. The singer-songwriter took to the stage with the Rockers to join in with their 1978 hit Respectacle. Respectacle? Respectable. There it is. John's girlfriend Katy Perry looked on from the crowd as he collaborated with the group. Apparently they were full of praise afterwards. Well done him.
Radio 2.